And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiurim. Siyata Dishmaya, this is the third shiur. The Rambam, in the fourth perek of Hilchos Melachim, in the fourth halacha, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata Dishmaya, we've, in these past two shiurim, we've seen the flows, and in general, in our Hilchos Melachim series, it's just been Yotzei Migedah HaRagil V'Siyata D'Shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so kind to us that he has enabled us to learn this. I thank Hashem. Thank all those who listen. And we were stuck with the He'orah of the Gro and the Rambam. Rambam is Surei Bia in the 18th chapter, says that the Kadesh is only if she's Mufkeres, and that flies in the face of what the self-same Rambam stated in Hilchos Ishus in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that it's any znus, not just a mufkeres. Any znus makes a woman a kadesha. Any znus is a lab. Let's have an ere, ech moreinu v'rabeinu, agoin Reb David Zatzal, yitmoded im hakoshi hazeh. V'shuv, we've already seen, Baruch Hashem, wonderful neflos in the first two shiurim, which I hope you listen to. Now we will continue based on the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Milchus Ishus, Halacha Aleph. Zok the Rambam, koidem matin toira, haya adam poigea isha bashuk, im rotza huvihi, lisa oisa, machnisa lisaig beisoi, uboa la beno la ben atzmoi, vitiya lo la isha. Kevin shenit na toira, mitztava Yisrael, shen yotza lisa, aish lisa isha, yikno isa tchila bifnei edem, v'achar kach tiya lo la isha. Famous Rambam, we've also discussed it many times. Before Matan Torah, a man meets a woman in the street. If he's willing and she's willing, he brings her home, has relations with her, just the two of them, no edim necessary, and she's his wife. Once the Torah was given, the Jewish people were then commanded that if a man wants to marry a woman, first, he must acquire her in front of Edom, in the presence of Edom. And afterwards, only afterwards, she becomes his wife. As it says, Ki yikach ish isha ubala, first he has to take her. He has to be kind to her. The kicha is a kinyan, as we learned at the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. That's halacha aleph. Now, Lachadala, the Rambam writes, Kodem Matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah, again, before the giving of the Torah, like he writes in Halacha Aleph, Ayadam Pogea Isha Bashuk, Imratza Huvihi, Noisein La Schara, Ubo La Sal Ema Derech Vahilech, Vizoi Anikla is Kidesha, Mishinit Na Torah, Nesra Hakidesha, Neamar, etc. The Rambam says, before Matan Torah, far Matan Torah, a man would see a woman on the street. If she's willing and he's willing, then he gives her money. He has relations with her. They go on the side, do what they have to do, what they want to do, and then he goes on with his day. And that's called a Kedesha. Once the Torah is given, this is Asir. The Kadesh is Asi. And the famous question is, why did the Rambam bring what happens before Matan Torah? Before Matan Torah, people didn't wear tefillin. Now people wear tefillin. Before Matan Torah, people didn't go to the mikveh. Now people go to the mikveh. And what's this before Matan Torah? We don't normally have that. But here we have before Matan Torah, you want to marry a woman, just take her home, she's yours. Now you have to make a kinyan. Before Matan Torah, he sees a woman on the street, he likes her, pays her. Interesting how you rarely see in halacha anything about women paying men for this experience. Because the Torah understands that the male nature is that he sees a random woman on the street and he's willing to pay her and in order to fulfill his desires. Women need more of an emotional connection. Kayadua mekum b'forsim lakol. In any event, back to our issue. Why does the Rambam bring before Matan Torah in? Rambam is trying to tell us about after Matan Torah. So just tell us after Matan Torah. My nafkamina, what was before Matan Torah? The Ma'arit, Al-Arif, the Tchilas Maseches Kedushin, Ha'arich Bazeh. You can see what he said, and his words require deeper explanation. As Narami Zekach, Sha'arambam, Kamashmalan Bazeh, the Rambam is teaching us over here, an nafkamina legaba Yisrael, and that is that the issues of a Ben Noyach Yisodohu b'mashihim yuchedet elav v'ayichud chal ayde ratzon hu v'hi. The issues of a Ben Noach, of a Gentile, is founded on the fact that she is special to him. She's miyuchedes elav. And this yichud, this being set aside for him, takes effect when both of them have a ratzon, both of them have that will, that desire. Umachnisa l'seich beso, brings her home and he has beer with her. And this matzav is poil in isereish yisish l'gabi b'nei noach. B'nei noach also have an isereish yisish. How do they become an isereish? In the church, chas v'shalom. The fact that they want to be married to each other, want to be special to each other, that makes her an isereish. And therefore she's aser to other men. Gamla Gabi Yisrael, Tois Red and Sanhedrin, 52b, Dibur Maschel Prat. That the Yisr is even to Yisrael. Tois is Kedushin, 21b, Dibur Maschel Eishas. Writes that it's an Isser Asay. V'davak b'ishtoi v'loi v'eshes chavera. Because a man should cling to his wife, but he shouldn't cling to his friend's wife. See there, see Tos in Kedushin 13b, Dibur Maschel Kulei Alma. That the Havamin of the Gemara is that after the Misa of the husband, there's no longer an Isser Eishes Ish. But there is an Isser Asay of v'davak b'ishtoi v'loi v'eshes chavera. Name is a Barash, but Afchof Aleph on the Bezin Kedushin, the Bez Shmuel and Ebenezer, Tezain, Sivkot and Gimel. Avnei Milum there and Sivkot and Gimel, the Shara Melech, the Surah Bia 12:8, my Sechoshev Osre Tzadi over there, the Chamishnah Malachim 8:3. Now in the Rashba that we quoted, Kedushin Chof Aleph on the Bez, and in Hagos Habach and Sanhedrin 82a, they write that by Eishes Akum, there's no Nashgaz. What's Nashgaz? Nashgaz is Rashi Tevis, Nida Shifcha Goya Zona. There's no Isser Nashgaz by Akum, by Eishes Akum, because there's no Eishes by Akum. However, in Tosfos, in Avodah Zarah, the Flamed Vav on the Beis, the Ramaschim Mishum Nashgaz, they write that there's no issues for Akum is then in Chiyuv Misa. There is an Isser Aseh. And it doesn't only mean that, and this means, this Isser Aseh means that she is misyachedes, miyuchedes, set aside, special, for her non-Jewish husband. And through that, there's an Isser of a Dovik, even for a Jew. Because you have to be Dovik your own wife and not someone else's wife. And for a Goy, it's Mam Shechi of Misa. And for that reason, what the Avnei Miluim writes, from the Rambam in Malachim 8:3, that Yifas Torah is Mutter Be'eshesish Mishum She'en Yishus Ba'akum. So you see from the Rambam, not like Tosfos, that we mentioned before in Avodah Zarah, that there's an Isser Aseh by Yishus Akum. You see from the Rambam, not like that, says Davin Amilua. Because he's mutter be'eshes ish, the man is mutter be'eshes You fast Torah Shishish. That's not a raya. His Tosfos Avodah Zarah also says this. Tosfos is also matir in Eishes Yifas Torah Eishes Ish. And yet they hold that a Gentile wife is an Issur Aseh. Why? Because it's not together Ishus. If it was together Ishus, it would be Asur for a Jew. Since it's not Ishus, it's just Yuchu Ba'alma. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is, in the parasha of Yifas Torah, that Nifka Yichu, and therefore she's Kipnuyam with Teres Yisrael. So we have, according to this, that Goyim don't have Ishus, but they're still in Isser Aseh, of the Davak Bishta of Lobesh is Chavero. So Hadein Ishus Lakum is only in Chiv Misa, but they're still in Isser Aseh. And this is talking about the yichud that she has with her husband. So now it would appear that the Yikud Divrei Rambam and Halacha Aleph is coming to tell us that we shouldn't say that the din of Eishes Ish is only chalai de kedushin. Below that, like a misa de Eishes Ish. Aval salka daitach v'mikol makom chalais yichudai de biavava toch beisoy shizeh yisod ishus tivenei noyach shizeh gam b'Yisrael. So the Rambam is coming to tell us that we shouldn't say that it's true that the din Eishes Ish is chol on Le'adei Kedusha. And without that, there's no Misa of Eishes Ish, but the Havamin is. But the Chalos Yichra Adei Biyav Aval Asof Beiso, which is the Yisod of Ishes of Bnei Noach. It should also apply to a Jew, and then there'll be an Yisra Aseh of Adavak Bistov Lo Eishes Chaveiro. No, that's the Rambam is coming to disabuse it from this notion. You would think that there's an Isser Aseh of a Davak Bishlo Vishis Chavero when you take a woman home, just like there is by Benin Benach. And that the Rambam tells us, no, you saw it within Isha's Chub of the Kiddushin. So, Ein Chol Klum Ele Ayde Kiddushin. When the sin is din Kiddushin, the Yisrael wa Fkoe, Mi Ashru Ye Yichud Ben Noach, Shinas Yishlo Ayde Kiddushin. By Yisrael, where we have the issues of Kiddushin, of Chuppah, nothing is Chal without Kiddushin. That's what the Rambam is telling us over here. Without Kiddushin, this is Golnisht. Golnisht. And this din of Kiddushin is a Hafkoah, is removing us from any type of Chalais, of Yichud, of Bnei Noach, Shloi de Kiddushin. So the Rambam is telling us that things have changed, times have changed. We're not like Bnei Noach anymore, and therefore your yichud is meaningless as far as marriage is concerned. And that's halacha aleph. And halacha dalid, where kazachul, the Rambam tells us that a four-man Torah man takes a woman home, and if he wants, he pays her as bia and goes on his way. And that's called the kadesha mishanit Torah. That's asur. So halacha dalid, the Rambam is telling us about yichud l'bi achas. There's a chalos like this Bnei Noach. That it's only a yichud for one bia, and therefore it's not a bia's kedesha, because she is set aside to him for this bia. Only mishanit Torah, you don't have that anymore. By a Jew, by Yisrael, that you have yichud l'bia. So therefore, it's considered a bia's nus to kedesha, is including the lav of kedesha, and that's what the Rambam emphasizes in the Sefer Mitzvot 355. Ashara telotia kedesha al isha beloik suba v'kiddushin. A woman can't be a kedesha, she can't be a harlot. He's talking about a woman who has no ksuba, no kiddushin. What does ksuba have to do? The Iker is tali v'kiddushin. So the chiddush is that there's no mitzius of chalais yichud b'Yisrael. If there was such a mitzius, it would be shach that the woman should get a ksuba. If we have that by Moar and Matan, by Bnei Noach, they give a dowry to get a ksuba. And she's miyuchedes lo. And that the Rambam says, no, she doesn't have kedushin. There's no matzav of ksuba. It's a matzav of yichud, and she's a kedesha. And now we have a lav of Losia Kadesha. And Yerushalmi, Kedushin, 1-1. It's one opinion that holds this. It's Ishus B'nai Marech, even if he didn't have Kavanah L'Knoisa. And if you have a Zaino, Medis B'chalon, and two people have beer, the first one isn't killed, but the second one is killed because of the first one. In other words, B'nai Marech have a Chalos Yichud without Kavanah, just by beer. For us, beer doesn't create a Yichud of Ishus. There is a concept of yichud bia, yichud ishus no. If you miyachid a woman once for bia, that she should be your wife, that's not, that we don't have. Though that by Ben Noach, there's a man diyama that you do. Ish ishus be Ben Noach, afilo niskab in the knosa. It's a chalos yichud below kavana, just through bia. But by us, there's no bia, and there's a yichud for the. It's not chal. The ishus isn't chal with yichud aydei bia, with yichud for bia. But yichud for bia is chal. Not for ishus, but for bia, yes. But she's set aside for bia. We have such a concept. And that's the Rambam talking about Halacha Dalet. This din doesn't apply to Yisrael. In other words, Yichud, what did I say? I said before, Yichud bi'achal l'kulei alma, both days in the Gemara. As far as Yichud for Ishus, for Ben Noach, there's only one down the Amra in the Gemara. But as far as Yichud for Bia for Ben Noach, that's according to both opinions in the Gemara. That's chal l'kulei alma. So the kulei alma you can have, she's set aside for Bia, and there's no Issa. But for Ishus, if you just have Bia with her, is there going to be Ishus by Ben Noach as a Machlokas? But as far as Bia is concerned, Yichud Bia is Chal Kulei Alma, meaning for Ben Noach, maybe before I said for Yisrael, I hope I didn't, but if I did, I take it back. Yichud Bia was said Kulei Alma for Bnei Noach. And that's what the Rambam is telling us. That this doesn't apply to a Jew. This doesn't apply to a Jew. That a Jew doesn't have a concept of Yichud Lebiya. And therefore there's an Isser Kadesha. If a man meets a woman on the street, and he just has beer with her, she's a Kadesha, she's a harlot. And you can't say, oh, she was in Sechedes Labiyah. Doesn't fly. By Ben Noach, we can say such a word. But not by Yisrael. So what we've determined now is that the Rambam in these two halachas is coming lafuke. You shouldn't think that there's some concept of marriage, as in Isra say, even for a Jew after Matan Torah. The Davak Bistov Lovesh Chaver, no. Once we have Kedusha, it needs to be done with Kedusha. And you shouldn't think that a woman's not a Kedusha if she's agreeable and they have to be on the way, and then he moves on. She's Mesiachedis Labiyah. So for Ben Noach, that's cool, but by us, she's a Kadesha. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we are going to continue, and we are going to see more Niflos. So thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, shalom.